Shalom to all. Today's Azor Ambassador Kuf Chaf, and we're starting about the third wide line with the words Lahalon Minon Akasov. That's the last three words on the line. And today's Azor sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Benoit Slavchad, and the Gemara begins with a question that it doesn't ask; it just answers. What's the question? So we have Benoit Slavchad listed twice in the pasuk. One time when it discusses them getting married, it lists them as follows: Machla, Tirza, Chagla, Milka, Vinoya. But when it lists them coming to Moshe Rabbeinu asking their question from the offset, it gives a different order: Machla, Noya. Chagla Milka Tirza. What's between these two different orders? As on that, the Gemara tells us, La'alan Minana Kasav Derech Dulasan. Over there, when it discusses them getting married, it lists them in age order. Bekan Derech Chachmasan. Over here, when they approach Moshe Rabbeinu, it lists them in the order of wisdom, how smart they were. And Misael Rabbami, this is right for Rabbami, Damram Rabbi, Rabbami says, Be Yeshiva Halachachar Chachma, Be Mesiba Halachachar Zekna. When discussing Yeshiva, meaning sitting down for a din Torah or anything to do with Limud, anything to do with learning, we go after Chachma, after wisdom, which means the person who's the wisest, he's the one that runs the proceedings, or he's the one that's given the covet to go first. Whereas when we're dealing with mesiba, which is some sort of suda, such as a chasana and the like, then we go after zikna, we're mechabed, the oldest person first, and not the biggest talmud chacham. And that's exactly what the Benoit Slavchad. When we're discussing them getting married, which is considered mesiba, we just list them in age order. But when we're talking about a din, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to discuss nachlois, then we list them in order of chachma. However, Rav Ashi has a qualification to this, v'hu de maflik b'chachma, v'hu de maflik b'zikna, has to be that the person is exceptional, he's uniquely different in chachma, and the same thing in zikna. So if we have a yeshiva of talmid chachamim, we're sitting there discussing a din Tyra, so we're going to allow the biggest Talmud Chacham to run the proceedings, but he has to be a Talmud Chacham Muflag. He has to be uniquely different and far wiser than everyone else there. But if he's not far wiser, he's just a little bit smarter, but not so much more smart and learned. So we're going to mechabed the oldest one. And the same thing by a Suda, we're going to mechabed a Zakein, but only if he's a Muflag Bezikna. If you have a 95-year-old man, he has to be a little bit of a Talmud Chacham, he has to know some Tyra, but we're going to mechabed him more than everybody else because they're 70, let's say. As opposed to if the par in age is not so much, you have a bunch of 70-year-olds and then a 72-year-old, for example, so we're not going to be mechabed the person who's 72, even though he's the oldest, he's not so much different than everybody else, and then we're going to mechabed the bigger Talmud Chacham. However, we have a different opinion in understanding these different orders of the Benoit Slavchad. Tanan Rabbi Shmuel, a brass of Tanan Besmash Rabbi Shmuel, Benoit Slavchad, Shkulais Hayu. All the Benoit Slavchad were exactly equal. Shenever the Pasuk says, Vatiyena, and they were, Havaya Achaz Lakulon, it's one Havaya for all of them, meaning they were all one and the same, they were all equal, and that's because the Pasuk doesn't have to say Vatiyena, and they were as wives to their cousins. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. It could have just said, and they got married to their cousins. What's with this extra word, Vatiyena, so that tells us, Havai achas akulon, they were all equal. And we continue discussing them, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Benoit Slavchad, Hotu Linos El Chal HaShvatim. Benoit Slavchad were really allowed to marry any man from any sheva that they wanted to, as we had mentioned yesterday. Now, what's the source for this? Shenever, because the Pasuk says, Moshe Benu told them, L'toy Beinehem Tiyena L'Nashem. You could be a wife to whomever is good in your eyes, go find yourself any man in Klal Yisrael to marry. As Elamani Mekayim Acham Shbachas Mati Avim Tiyena L'Nashem. So I don't understand the continuation of this Pasuk, where Moshe Benu then tells them, rather to the family of the sheva of your father, that's who you should get married to. Are they allowed to marry somebody out of the Shevet, or do they have to marry someone in the Shevet? And the answer is that Eitzetev Yisiyana Kasov, the Pasuk is just giving them a good piece of advice, Shalom Yonasu El Hagun Lohen, they should really marry somebody who's fitting for them, meaning they should marry someone within their Shevet to make sure the Nachla stays within the Shevet, but not that they had to. If they wanted to, they could have married somebody out of the Shevet, but Eitzetev, a good piece of advice, is that they should marry within their father's Shevet. Now, Maisav Rabba asks the following question. The Pasuk tells us, Emor Aleihem, tell them. Now, this Pasuk is talking about the Isra of eating Kodshim when a person's Tameh. And how do we understand the words? This is being said to people who are standing at Har Sinai. Now the Pasuk also says, for all your generations, and what's that referring to? That's referring to all the coming generations, which means that this Isser, that you're not allowed to eat Kodshim while you're Tameh, is being said to the people who are standing at Har Sinai and all the future generations as well. Now the question is, if this was said to the fathers, meaning to the ones at Har Sinai, so why does it have to be said to the kids? And if it's being said to the kids, why does it have to be said to the fathers? Obviously it applies to everyone. And the answer is, there are certain mitzvahs and dinim that apply to the avos, meaning the people in that generation that were at Har Sinai, that do not apply to the children, and there are certain things that apply to the children that do not apply to the fathers. In regards to the fathers, it says, that any daughter who inherits a nachla, namely if she's the one that inherited the nachla because she didn't have any brothers, so she got it, she has to make sure not to marry out of the shevet, she has to keep it within the shevet, and that was said only to that generation, but not subsequent generations, and there are many mitzvahs that the sons got that the fathers didn't, among them all the mitzvahs of Tulis Ba'aretz, all the mitzvahs that you can only do in Eretz Yisrael, like Truma, Meiser, and things like that. And therefore, since we see there are certain things that apply to the fathers and not to the kids, and certain things that apply to the kids and not to the fathers, that's what the Pasuk had to say the fathers, namely the part of the Pasuk that says Emor Aleihem, and also has to say the kids, which is L'derei Seichem. Now, what's the question? At any rate, the Brassa tells us, Omer, in regards to the fathers, meaning regards to that generation that left Mitzrayim, what does the pasuk say? V'chol bas yerusha nachla, that any daughter inherits a nachla. And as we explained, that means if a daughter gets the Yerusha because there's no son, she is not allowed to marry out of the Shevet. Like, you tell me that what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them was just optional, that if they want, they can marry within the Shevet because it's an Eitzah Taiva. They had to, it's a Chiyuv. And the answer is, humasiv love humafarikla, he asked it and he answered the question as well. Labar Mibnei Salafchad, they had a special dispensation that they did not have to marry within the Shevet. All the other women Klal Yisrael at that point in time, if they had gotten the Nachla from their father, they had to stay within the Shevet. The Bnei Slavcha did not have to because they were Chashuv, but again, as we see, they did end up remaining within the Shevet. How we deal with this? Amar Mar, the Brisa just stated, Ba'avis u'Omer, in regards to the fathers, meaning that generation, it says, V'chol Bas Yerusha Nachla. And that tells us, Ba'avis in, B'banim Loi, this is something that only applied to the Avos, to that generation, but not to the sons. Namely, again, as we had said, that in future generations, if a daughter had an heir to her father, she's allowed to marry out of the Shevet. The question is, my Mashma, how is that inferred from the Pasuk that it only applies to that generation and not other ones? So Amar Ravi answers, Amar Kuk, because the Pasuk tells us, Zeh HaDavar, Davar Zeh, Lo Yehei Noeg El B'dar Zeh, this thing only is in this generation and not in future ones. Normally, Rabbi Zuti the Ravashi, he asked him as follows, El Me'at, if this is really so, what about the following Pasuk? Zeh HaDavar, Deshchut Eichot, Hachinam Lo Yehei Noeg El B'dar Zeh? When the Pasuk, in regards to shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, tells us, Zeh HaDavar, does that mean that it only applies then and it doesn't apply in other generations? That doesn't make sense. We know this is an issur that applies always, that you're not allowed to shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the answer is, Shani Hassam, in that case, is different. Dechsil V'Deraisam, because it also says the words L'Deraisam, which means all subsequent generations. The Gemara continues asking, Kuf Chaf Hamam Beis on the top, Zeh HaDavar D'Rash HaMatas, Hachinami D'Loi Hei Noeg El B'dar Zeh? When it says Zeh HaDavar in regards to Rash HaMatas, was this only relevant to that generation? Now, Zeh HaDavar is referring to Hatar Sedarim, where a person made a neder, a vow, he could get it annulled by somebody. And again, the question is, since the word Zeh HaDavar is used, was that only relevant to that generation and not all subsequent ones? Of course it's relevant to other ones. So Amar Lehi responded, Ahu Yal Zeh Zeh Mehasam. That's learning Zer Shava, Zeh Zeh from over there. So let's just pause and review. We have three different statements that say Zeh HaDavar. One regards the Nachla of a daughter, Zeh HaDavar, that if she receives a Nachla, only in that generation of Yoytzim Mitzrayim were they not allowed to marry out of the Shevet, but other generations were allowed to, as opposed to two other Zeh HaDavars, Zeh HaDavar of Shchut Eichot, so one's not allowed to shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash, and Zeh HaDavar of Ataras Nedarim, both of those do apply to subsequent generations. So Gemara asks, if you're saying this is Gzeir Shava of Zeh HaDavar, Hainami Yal of Zeh Zeh Mehasam, why don't we also learn this, meaning the Nachla of a daughter from over there, that just like Shchut Eichot and Ataras Nedarim apply to other generations, why don't we say this Isra of a daughter inherited marrying out of her Shevet applies to other generations as well? The Gemara answer is no. Hi, my. What would this be necessary for? Bishlei Mahasam, we understand over there in regards to Shchut Eichot and Nedarim, it's Yichel Gzeir Shava, the Gzeir Shava is necessary, which we'll explain in a moment why the Gzeir Shava is necessary. But Hacha, Lamai Itzrech, over here, what would we need Gzeir Shava for? Lishtei Kramine, Vanoyadana, Deladarishu. The Pasuk should just be quiet. It shouldn't use the word Zeh HaDavar, and I would know that it applies to all generations. There's no reason to have Gzeir Shava, Zeh HaDavar of Nachla by daughter, to Zeh HaDavar Shchut Eichot and Nedarim, because there's nothing to be learned out of it that has to do with Nachla, and therefore the Pasuk shouldn't say Zeh HaDavar at all, and I would know it applies to all generations. And by the fact that it does say Zeh HaDavar by Yerusha of a daughter, it must be that it only applies to that generation and not other ones. Now that we mentioned this Gzeir Shava, we continue with this. My Gzeir Shava, what exactly is this Gzeir Shava between Shchut Eichot and Nedarim? The Tanya we have a Braisa, Nemar Kan Zeh HaDavar, Nemar Alon Zeh HaDavar. It says over here by Shchut Eichot Zeh HaDavar, and it says over there by Nedarim Zeh HaDavar. Mal Alon Aaron Ubanu B'chol Yisrael. Just like when talking about Shchut Eichot, it mentions Aaron, his sons, and all Yisrael. Avkan, so it's over here by Nedarim, it also applies to Aaron Ubanu B'chol Yisrael. And Mal Kan, just like over here by Nedarim, Rashi Amatois, it uses these words Rashi Amatois, Afla Alon, so it's over there by Shchut Eichot, Rashi Amatois, it also applies to Rashi Amatois. The question is, what relevance does this have? So Amar Mar, we further explain, we had just stated, Mal Alon Aaron Ubanu B'chol Yisrael, Avkan Aaron Ubanu B'chol Yisrael. L'may Hilchasa, in regards to what halacha was said, Amar Avachar Bar Yaakov, Leimer means to say, Shafaras Nedarim B'shlosh Hed Yoytois, and Afaras Nedarim could be done with three Hed Yoytois. Since by Shchut Eichot, it says, Aaron Banov V'chol Yisrael, so we mention everyone in Klal Yisrael, that means that by Afaras Nedarim, if a person needs to get their nether annulled, he needs to get it taken away, it doesn't have to be done by anyone in particular, it can be done by even three regular people. I was like, well, how can you say that? Or Rashi Amatos Ksiv Bei, it says in regards to Nedarim, Rashi Amatos, Mashma, only someone very chashuv, he's a Rosh Mati, he's the head of a Shevet. And the answer to that is, Kedam Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon Mumche, just as Rav Chizda B'Shem Rav Yechonon answered a similar question by saying, Yochon Mumche, Hachinami Sot over here, but Yochon Mumche, when dealing with Hatar Sedarim, a person could go to Yochon Mumche, which means he has an option. He could either go to three regular people, and they could be Mater as Neder, or he could go to one person who's a Mumche, he's chashuv, he's a Rosh Mata, and he also could take away the Neder. And we continue discussing the second part of the Limud. We had said, Umakan Rosh HaMatos, Afalon Rosh HaMatos, just like over here, by Nedarim, it uses the word Rosh HaMatos, that Rosh HaMatos applies by Shchut Eichot. L'mayachson, in regards to what halacha was that said, Amar Rav Sheshes, Lomer means to say, Sheyesh She'el of a Hekdesh, a person could be She'el on a Hekdesh. What's a general concept of She'el on a Neder? So a person makes a Neder, and he wants to do away with it, he goes to the Chacham, and the Chacham has to find the Pesach, he has to find an opening. happening, he asked the fellow, if you knew that X, Y, and Z would be the ramifications of your neder, would you ever have made it? And the person says, no, I never would have made it had I known that. The Chacham's able to say now, okay, we take your neder away, and that means you never had the neder on you in the first place. And that applies to Shchut Echot. Namely, if a person made an animal hekdesh, and then he shechted it outside the base of Mikdash, which is a big no-no, he could go to the Chacham, he could be matur that neder, making this thing hekdesh, and then that takes away the Isser of Shchut Echot, because it turns out, retroactively, that this animal that was shechted outside the base of Mikdash was never really hekdesh. And that's comparison between Nedarim and Shchut Echot. As Gemara Beis Shammai, Amri ain she'el b'hekdesh. What about according to Beis Shammai that there's no she'el b'hekdesh? Then now we have a mission that says Beis Shammai says hekdesh toes hekdesh. If a person makes something hekdesh, even by mistake, it's hekdesh. There's something to do about it. Beis Hillel says ain't a hekdesh, it's not hekdesh. So according to Beis Shammai, ha'zevzeh my avdilei. What does Beis Shammai do with this gzer shavav zezeh? And the answer is the zeh over the shchut echot. When talking about shchut echot, mibayilei they need it for a following. Al shoychet hu chayev ain't a chayev al amaylek. A person's only chayev for shechting outside the Beis Hamikdash, but he's not chayev for malika. Malika is what they used to do to birds in the Beis Hamikdash. They wouldn't shech them. It was very complicated to do. The Kohen would hold the bird in his hand in a funny position and then break its neck with his thumbnail. So if he does that outside the Beis Hamikdash, he's not going to be chayev, only for shechita. And Zadav of Rashi Amatos, the Zadav of Rashi Amatos, Nedarim, Mibayilei, he needs to feel the following, L'chacham Matir ve'ein Baal Matir, that a chacham can be Matir Neder and a husband can't be Matir. Namely, when a chacham is Matir Neder, he takes it away from its original standing, and a husband can't do that. He could only take away the Neder the day that it was made, but not afterwards. And also, Baal Mefer ve'ein Chacham Mefer, a husband's able to be Mefer Neder, and a chacham's not able to be. When a husband's Mefer Neder, he's able to cancel his wife's Neder, even if he doesn't have any logic for it. He doesn't have to find a Pesach, like we mentioned that a chacham does have to. And that's what Gzer Shav is used for in regards to Rashi Amatos and Shitas Beis Shammai. We continue asking Beis Shammai, Ula Beis Shammai, the less Lu Gzer Shava, according to Beis Shammai, who they do not have this Gzer Shava, like we have, Hafar Sundar Mishlash Adyotes Menolhu. How do they know that three regular people, three Adyotes, are able to be made for a Neder? They don't have this Gzer Shava. And the answer is, Nafkulu Mitanya, they learn from the following Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Vaidaber Moshe es Mayad Hashem Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe related all the Mayad Hashem to Bnei Yisrael. Now, basically tells us, Kufchav Alfam Ralph on the top, Mayad Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Bereshis Loi Nemra. The Mayadim of Hashem, all the Yom Tovim, were set over by Moshe Rabbeinu, but Shabbos Bereshis was not. Now, Shabbos Bereshis does not mean the first Shabbos of creation, it just means Shabbos Kodesh, like the seventh day of the week. In other words, according to Beis Haglili, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them the Mayadim, he told them something in regards to the Yom Tovim, but that does not apply to Shabbos. And we'll discuss this more tomorrow. Whereas Ben Azir says, Mayad Hashem Nemru, the Mayadim of Hashem were set over, Hafar Snedarim Loi Nemra, but Hafar Snedarim was not set over. And that's where Beis Shammai learns our Shita from. Now, we're going to stop here for the day, which is really right in the middle of the discussion, and pick up with this tomorrow with a greater clarification. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.